commuters. But as quickly as it appeared, the new metro fleet has come to a standstill on Route 169.
Yeah, so from today, the service will return with regular buses, catching a few people off guard. For more on this, let's bring in Councillor Ryan Murphy, the Chair for the Transport, the Civic Cabinet Chair for Transport with Brisbane City Council. Councillor, good morning to you. Did I miss the memo about this?
you might have, Craig. It was a lot of things we were talking about on the day that Metro launched on the 169. But one of the things we did say is that this would be a limited preview of the service that would last for approximately a month from the 21st of October through to the 17th of November. And that would be to gather the final piece of the puzzle for us, which was feedback from customers about what they liked about the Metro, what they didn't like, so that we could make those changes ahead of the full launch of services later this year or early next year.
So what sort of feedback did you get?
We got pretty great feedback, to be honest. So over 85% very satisfied or satisfied about the service. Amazing feedback, 4.7 out of 5 on the ease of boarding. A bit lower on overall comfort, so 4.1 on that. High satisfaction with journey information, so 4.5 out of 5 on that. For an overall satisfaction of 4.3 out of 5. One of the big things we got feedback on was the stop announcements. People loved them, but they wanted them to be louder. So we're going to be putting a new speaker system in to make sure that those are loud enough, just like a train. They liked the screens, but sometimes we had some bugs and things coming up on the screens. So we're putting some software patches in to fix those. Some people didn't like the backwards seats. First time on a bus in Brisbane to have backwards seats. They didn't like those. So we're seeing what we can do about that to improve the comfort of those seats.
I get the backwards seat thing.
I'm not a fan of travelling backwards.
Me either. I've heard a few things.
Yeah, some people always avoid them on the train,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, that's right. I do.
That's me. Yeah, I do.
Ryan Murphy, I've heard a few things. GPS issue in the tunnel apparently during the rain. Did that feedback come to you?
Just generally, the older GPS system does have issues in inclement weather, but the Metro has about three different systems that located on the busway, so it's not so much an issue for it.
Yeah, okay, that was in the tunnel. Sorry, the doors not closing in the rain. That was the rain one. Doors not closing. And some people I've heard mentioned grab bars. The grab bars, they're a problem for taller folk because they get hit on the head.
Yeah, they are a little bit low. So the good thing is we can adjust those, and we'll be adjusting those slightly to go a little bit further up compared to where some of our regular buses are. So a lot of little things like that that we wouldn't have been able to fix unless we had the time between a preview service and the full launch.
Yeah.
So now that we've got that time, we can just make sure everything's absolutely perfect for when we launch Metro services.
Okay, have we got a date for that, Ryan Murphy?
We don't have a date yet, Craig and Loretta. We are working on that with the state government. It will be very much a joint decision between council and the state, because on the day that we will launch Metro services, we'll also change hundreds of bus routes around the city. So it's really important that we collaborate with them, we consult with the community, and we get that one right. So don't have a date, but we're talking weeks and months here.
Okay, so but you're saying, look, is it going to be before the end of this calendar year? And I get that's very close now, or will it be early 2025?
My bet is on early 2025, but again, this is going to be a joint decision between the state and council. When we know more, you'll know more.
And have you got all the Metro buses? Have they all arrived, and have they all been tested to this point?
Well, they continue to arrive every few weeks from Switzerland. So we take those, we commission them, we accept them, and then we bring them into service. And we're just bringing, with every one of them, there's a few little issues here and there that we've got to fix. We continue to bring that rate of fixes that we need to apply down as we bring them into service. But one of the things we've got to understand about Metro is, yes, although it's a bus, there's been over 1,000 changes made to the one that we purchased from Switzerland, and there's a lot of new and novel complex software systems all interacting with each other. So it's the kind of thing that there's a lot of troubleshooting and bug fixing you've got to do, and the 169 trial really helped us with understanding where those would come up and how to fix them. And so we just want to make sure that day one, for Brisbane residents and customers when we change the bus network is as seamless as possible and it goes off without a hitch. So this is very useful to us.
We just need to know when that date will be. So watch this space on that one. But if you're catching the 169 today and going, hang on, where's that fancy new metro bus? No, it won't be there. Regular council buses running from today after that four-week preview phase, as you've described it. Councillor, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Craig and Loretta.
Councillor Ryan Murphy, 7:24.
G'day.